Well, for those of you who were here last week, I preached a sermon entitled Follow Me, and it was about that improbable call of Matthew, the evangelist and apostle, from his position at the tax office. And there are two things that I sort of pointed out that I think are important for us as we come to the table this day to celebrate communion. You know, there's a sense of call, and God is speaking to us all the time in a lot of confusing and a multiplicity of different kinds of voices and occasions and opportunities, and often we just don't pick up on it, but the opportunity is there. I don't believe that the word follow me as they were heard by Matthew was the reason that Matthew got up out of the tax office. He had already done all the inventory and understood who he was and whatever the strengths and weaknesses were and why he was satisfied or dissatisfied with where he was in life. Follow me was the occasion upon which he got up and moved out of that office. It's an opportunity. It's sort of like shooting a bow and arrow. For Matthew, the bow was already drawn. There was an enormous amount of tension. The arrow was already put in place. And this is the moment when it took flight. It could have been that way for a long time, but this was the occasion. This is an occasion such as that. It's being able to accept that and to understand that this is a particularly different moment. And that's what happened to Matthew. So you have an opportunity to come here. Now, the other thing I pointed out was that God never asks you when he says, follow me, is if you're worthy or what your motives are. Because God knows that 9 times out of 10, we're phony and we're trying to be something we're not. That 9 times out of 10, we don't really have the best of motives. But you see, he doesn't care. Because ultimately, we're the only army he has. So when the opportunity presents itself, there's always the opportunity for the arrow to take flight. And the wonderful thing is that he accepts us for what we are. Why? Because you know from the get-go, he knows us even better than we know ourselves. Jesus knew that was going to be the right moment. We don't. Sometimes we'll run into people who profess to know all kinds of truths about things, but they really don't. And as I pointed out to you already in the lesson this morning from the epistle to Romans, Paul thought that Jesus was going to come back any moment. Now, I'm not going to argue with Paul about anything, but he was dead wrong. But his purpose was absolutely profoundly right. Because there's no better time, you see, to start getting ready than right now. It may be the only opportunity you have. So in that way, Paul, though he was wrong on the calendar, expressed a sense of genius about human nature and the will of God. Let us come to the Lord's table this day and so